Okay, it's July the 8th, 2020. This is George Webb, and I'm giving a video overview of my new book, 1 Minute to Midnight. This is a Trump warning, a warning for the Trump administration to stop the coup. And the key idea behind this book is the same people who did all the coups of the last decade are the same people that are doing the coups now. And it really is as simple as if you have 10 bank robberies in your neighborhood and you have an 11th one, you immediately go to the ones who did the previous 10 before you start suspecting anyone else. We'll present a lot of evidence here, but here's the book. This is what it looks like when you get it on Kindle. You can download it for Chrome on your PC, or you can buy one of the Kindle devices, or you can get it for free with a Kindle Cloud Reader. And the latest book I've added, you'll see 42 different photos for a total of 50-some photos. So I had to increase the price to $1.99 as per Amazon because of the minimum pricing. And so many people asked for the pictures of those people that were involved that I decided to go to bump the price to $2. This is a great gift for relatives that need to be red-pilled, for friends that need to be red-pilled, for officials that need to be red-pilled, whether they're in government, the judiciary, law enforcement. This is just a flat-out warning with the insurgency that's going on. So here's the first page. This is the foreword, and basically what I'm saying here, the gist of the whole story here is Osama bin Laden is a fake. Osama bin Laden is a bait and switch. Osama bin Laden, we used him as a partner for 20 years. We sent money to Osama bin Laden, beginning with Zbigniew Brzezinski, for 20 years. And we thought we were fighting the Russians. Well, a few of them were fighting the Russians, but most of the money, you'll find as history unfolds, was going toward pipelines and roads and bridge construction in areas where the bin Laden family found oil, especially in the Middle East. So this is a twist on that story, because in about 1999, we decided to make, with the fall of the Soviet Union fading away, we decided to make bin Laden the enemy, the boogeyman. And the same way we sent money before and it got diverted toward oil plays and natural gas plays and mineral excavations, the same thing happened in terms of sending the money to the intermediary now, which was Pakistan Intelligence Services, Pakistan ISI. And the key family or the key spy ring is Imran Awan's father, and then Muhammad Awan, and then Imran Awan. The key idea here is that the money being sent is going to actually these ghost armies in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the money is being turned around, and weapons are being turned around and cashed back in the United States. Why? To provide security against people such as yourself. In case of insurrection here, the military assets vitally needed in case of insurrection. And the shock troops or the irregulars or the auxiliaries that the police, that these paramilitary police are going to use, for the first step is to replace the police, the constitutionally observant police, with a paramilitary NATO sort of international police, a Dine Corps type police. But then the second step is to have irregulars to be able to do shock and terror on the population, like Antifa, La Raza, and Muslim Brotherhood. So that's really the first page here. And then you can see here, one of the photos I added this morning about going to Chicago, talking about the deaths in Chicago. This is in 2007 when the deaths were over 600. They're back up there now. And again, now it's quite all the rage to go to Chicago, but we were doing it back then with my partner, which was task force. You will remember back then, 2017, we talked about the money going back to groups like Muslim Brotherhood and Antifa and Keith Ellison, a DNC heavyweight. So you're going to see that theme here. We talked a lot about Huma Abedin and Teneo being the funnel. The funnel being, if we have to have a whole bunch of weapons sitting on a dock somewhere in Karachi, somebody needs to pick them up off the dock and then fly them to wherever they need to go in Africa. And somehow we need to communicate and have a communications network amongst us. And that's where these Teneo Blackberries come in. That's where Jeff Epstein comes in. That's where Devin Archer and you can see Hunter Biden come in. in these Teneo operations. This is why Hume Abedin has a bag of 55 or 50 blackberries. You may remember the different operation names. This goes straight to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, straight to Operation Cassandra, a deal that was definitely done to get the weapons and resources to Iran, to get the Iran nuclear deal done. And you can see here just a screenshot going back to the earliest days of the series, talking about the DynCorp harvest and how Jeff Epstein was the key guy with these replacement armies and replacement police forces. You can see as well, it's popular now to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, but we talked about Mark Rich and her father, Robert Maxwell, being Mossad operatives way back when, recruiting for Kidons, these Israeli spy teams. And of course, who can forget the 123 Dropbox that mail.house.gov that kind of glued this all together on the server for the DNC and the DCCC, which is the Democratic Caucus. So this is why the book is a little bit bigger now, because of these photos. But here's the challenge. In chapter one, basically Cy Hirsch says, great kid, you've been doing a lot of research on Jeff Epstein and DynCorp and this Clinton Foundation and how these blackberries are being used, but you really need to go on the road. And you can see the earliest days, I was just kind of doing the finger pointing at the screen before I go on the road. And then I collect all this information about the Awans when that story breaks. And then I make the decision to go on the streets. One of the first places I go after Chicago, which you saw in an earlier frame, went to Chicago many times because that's where it seemed like Rahm Emanuel was copying everything from the 123 Dropbox to give to Pakistani ISI operatives in Chicago. But one of the first places I do go is Keith Ellison's Al-Shabaab Towers here. And these are these folks that have been war-torn veterans of murder and just the worst type of torture in these foreign wars that have now been coaxed into drug running. This is, again, a Peter Strzok operation to pay for weapons and so forth, create all this bloodshed and disunity and disruption in these countries, and then bring the spoils of war or the dregs of war back here to create disruption here in case any of the Trump supporters want to rear their ugly heads during an election. Exactly what ended up happening almost 4 years later. Here again, since my videos have been destroyed by YouTube, you can see the actual Biden BlackBerry. This is the person I sat down with in front of the DNC here. You can see the screenshots here. And again, we go back to the physical evidence and the in-depth reporting that we did. Here's a storyboard we did on Haiti, for instance. So it wasn't like we just kind of hopped on the DynCorp bandwagon when Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested a couple of days ago. We've been talking about DynCorp really for 4 years. I talk about the just go attitude here, which is just go right in front of the door from the SEIU bankers, the DNC people laundering money. Now people like Charles Ortel have shown that this is ActBlue that's funding the funding mechanism for Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's going to be Raza. It's going to be NAFC. All these groups are going to funnel through ActBlue. We go right to the front door and film day after day right in front of their front door. And I throw in a couple of other pictures here. Don't forget how these operatives get in with passports, with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And then I show that you don't get the information without going and meeting contributors day and night for 4 years. And this is one night. I thought this was up at the mosque, but actually this was, I met someone up there at NIH on this occasion that I shot that photo. Here's the picture on the back of the BlackBerry of the person I met with from the Biden team, 40-year associate of Biden. Again, this book is chock full of first-person references, and that's the reason why there isn't a lot of footnoting, because I would be just footnoting myself. I went and did it. I would be saying, see George Webb under going and just going and filming. You may remember Alpha Jallo, who was stealing cars, diplomatic cars, Bentleys mostly, for African diplomats for a sort of a bribery scheme and then get them into weapons for drugs. Again, sitting outside of the different chop shops in the Bronx was the way I collected that information. So, and all this, storyboarding, and people still have saved my stuff on various different websites. All the storyboarding really helps people understand that it's all one thing. The coups are of the last decade, and it's the same people with the same devices and the same server. It's Adam Schiff at the DNC. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Schumer. It's the same people over and over and over. We talk about the connections between PTEC and Pakistani ISI. This group looks like it comes here right about the same time the hijackers here, the 9/11 hijackers come here. PTEC is very involved with 9/11, and I won't go into that. But again, we've always tracked the communication devices, the laptops and the Blackberries, to uncover the network. You can see all the way back here in the earliest days, we were talking about the Awan Brotherhood as sort of a Muslim Brotherhood cutout. We talked about Jamaat al-Fukra and these rebel groups that he was involved in. And then you can see we mapped out exactly who in Congress actually carried the Biden Blackberries so that we could develop our leads. So these are some of the pictures. Here you see Hillary up here with DynCorp and then her plans here for 2020. And then my various photos here of the roller bombers, for instance, in Egypt, these Muslim Brotherhood pilots that seem to be able to roll bombs all around New York when you can't get stopped by a policeman or beat up by a policeman in New York now when you don't wear a mask. But these guys can roll two roller bombs. These two Muslim Brotherhood guys, these two Egyptian pilots can roll bombs all around and create election disruption right before the election. So here I talk about Kofor Black. He has a strong relationship with the bin Laden family in Sudan. A lot of the money that was supposed to go for Afghanistan, for Iraq, was diverted for pipelines like the one that he built in Sudan with the bin Ladens. And this same idea of boomeranging the things that the American people think are being put toward terrorism are actually coming back and boomeranging and hitting the American people in the head. And that's happening now with the replacement to police departments, the NATO paramilitary police, the irregular shock and terror troops that are auxiliaries that are being brought in right now, as we see. Talk about Jenny Moore and her great help that she was to the channel. Talk about the background of this whole network, which was, it comes from this Operation Underworld that the U.S. Navy made with gangsters. So we're still sort of, Rahm Emanuel and various folks like Anthony Weiner and Ehud Barak have inherited this Mossad, Meyer Lansky ports network, and that's what we're dealing with now. Unfortunately, heroin involved there. We talk about the people who actually configure the technology, Dmitry Alperovich with the Atlantic Council. And then, of course, we talk about the people actually are the hands and feet. This is the person who configured the Biden BlackBerry in actual fact, the one who has the degree from Georgetown for device management. This is a guy by the name of Matt Gonter. So you can see our photos that we've added. Not just image photos at the beginning of the chapters now, but we've got more of a rich storytelling through pictures. They say pictures are 1,000 words, so that should help. It's always good to see the Freitag jail here behind this place where they wanted me to meet. Of course, we've photoshopped this Senate label in because the original filmmaker obscured it and pixelated it, but we had an unpixelated version. So we've shown you that I was given that. I had this long conversation with this Senate guy. And again, we look at people who were in the Senate, who were doing these deals with the Ukrainians. Everything seems to connect to Anthony Weiner's laptop. Everything seems to connect to Huma Abedin's Blackberries. Imran Awan seems to be ubiquitous in terms of configuring these laptops for the various individuals involved where these weapons are being stored in the United States. It just seems like a weapons caching program for DHS. Here's Imran going to court. Reminds you of all the times we went to court. We just saw that Paul Erickson was sentenced to 7 years today. They're trying to make him look like a Trump associate. He works for Jack Abramoff. Jack Abramoff obviously works for Ollie North. These are the Republican gun runners. They're going to try to hang this on Trump as well. And they're going to try to make all Ukrainians look like Russians. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I think the American people see through these silly sheep dips. But here's how close, just to remind you how close Nancy Pelosi is to Imran Awan with the 5,111 legal logins. Her own inspector general saying nefarious purposes, Imran, get in here. No staff. You know she's, we're very close to the center of gravity as far as the conspiracy. You may not remember this guy, but this Awan here was actually receiving thumb drives at the Chicago office of near the MIS department and providing it to the Ministry of Health in Pakistan. Imran also had a relationship with the Minister of Health in Iraq. This usually signals a cover for something, usually a cover program for either just drugs shipments or something worse, like a bioweapons program or a chemical weapons program. Again, illegal thumb drives being made in Chicago right by the MIS department's front offices for the DNC. Again, we go to the places, Imran's favorite port down there at Holabird, at the port of Nancy Pelosi and her father's port of Baltimore. You can see Operation Cassandra was run through there. Molly McCauley, you may not remember, Resources for the Future and all her connections with Pioneer Energy with Seth Rich. But this is the idea that you have these kind of technical specialists that come in after you take a territory, and they're specialists in either finding oil with satellites or specialists putting in very low footprint oil pipelines, 4-inch, 6-inch pipelines that can be quickly buried, in which we believe Seth Rich was quite involved in. Was he related to Mark Rich, who did similar sort of thing with secret pipelines and Mossad? We don't know, but they certainly seem to be experts in the same surreptitious pipelines. Here we remind you that Anthony Weiner is a devotee and a protege of Ehud Barak, and he indeed does have the trusted staff configuring the iPhones, which is Imran Awan's staff. So they are connected, this kind of radical Mossad. This money mad pirate Mossad, unlike the more centrist interests in Israel, is the partner here and kind of issuing orders to the Awans. Final thoughts on Deep BlackBerry. I throw in Saipov truckers because somebody has to move this stuff around to these different caching points. It may as well be people. 28 families that were brought in on one family visa. And were FBI informants for a number of years. I think it's, the Saipovs are going to be the critical link with the Blackstone Express in terms of moving these weapons around the United States. But this is a boomerang program. Natalia Sova, is that Nastia, the person who's married to the person who put together the Trump dossier, Leshenko? We don't know, but she certainly fits the mold. She was used by Kolomoisky as sort of the poster girl for Crimea. And we talk about those connections that Imran Awan has to his invisible brother, Abid, and of course his beautiful wife, Natalia Sova, that seems to show up around only election cycles in the United States. We delve into a lot of the intelligence agencies in Chapter 8 and Chapter 9, and we get into bioweapons in Chapter 10. Are what all is being brought here and how might it be brought here. You may remember me going to Port Canaveral, where this port that Jack Lew, again, when I'm talking about 35-year no-bid deals with no competition done through Jack Lew's CFIUS approval process, you have to think it's for some nefarious purpose, either weapons or biological chemical weapons. Remember, we trace it with the Blackstone Express going to all 45 different places in the United States for this caching. So that gives you a pretty good idea. We go into the sort of NATO police program, the programs that DynCorp has done in other places with Kolomoisky as your warlord from Ukraine. We talk about the other areas. And of course, In this chapter 11, I talk about Pelosi here saying, closed door meeting, get Imran in here, no staff or anyone allowed. Very clear that this he's on the inside of something very nefarious and surreptitious. So we'll leave it right there. That gives you an overview of what you get for now your $2. I wanted to let you know the price has gone up if you want to buy it for a representative or a relative or Facebook friends. And remember that we're putting out all the evidence in the actual chapter images so that you don't have to go to a footnote and you can't hide things in a cryptic footnote. And you are seeing the evidence presented. It costs a little bit more to present more images, but we hope it's worth it. Thank you for watching, and thank you for supporting 1 Minute to Midnight by George Webb.